tide moves, you get two or three other players.
Oh yeah, you're gonna have two.
Jim, do you remember playing in many games where the weather was this bad? Or
a lot of games, man. This is Cleveland weather. What do you mean, do I remember? Of course I remember. All that rain is slippery and stuff like that. What's going on, Tony? How you doing?
Okay. What about Richardson? You might have been asked this earlier.
Well,
watch out, Richardson.
Oh, he's done everything I thought he should do. He never took anything that I said the wrong way. He's interested in his family. He's interested in this team. And he's willing to make sacrifices because really he's hurt more than you think he is right now. But he performed the day under circumstances where he didn't have to go out there. And that's hard to do. So.
Have you had a rib injury like that before?
I don't know how painful it is because I'm not feeling it now. I know the ones I had were painful. And it's always painful when you have something in that area that isn't quite right. And you have to get hits, take those hits, and move forward. It takes a lot of courage to do it, you know, so it's an attitude of the player that has that to go out there and to give it his all. So he did that for his team today.
You may have said this wrong, but were you impressed with Trent today?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I thought that touchdown run was excellent, you know, and I thought certain runs were a thing of beauty based upon his own techniques. And whenever you can break tackles in football, then that is what being a running back is really all about. How many tackles can you break? Running back that doesn't break any tackles is not too good. What's going on, baby?
How you doing?
Good to see you, man. How you been, man?
I'm good. I'm good.
Keep it up.
All right.
Jim, a day like today, to have his dimension to run, I mean, you ran down in this field or close nearby field on days like this. Well, what about running on a day like this?
Well, you want to have a running game, and it's difficult for everybody because you have to be more conservative. You don't want to slip and fall and lose, you know, your purchase. But he ran well today. He ran it. To have an injury and to run the way he did today, you got to give him a lot of credit from the standpoint of his heart. You have to have a lot of courage to do that.
Your presence in the locker room today, this team's 2-6, first win for the new owner. What are some of your feelings about the Cleveland Browns right now?
My feelings is great. That's why I stopped here, because I've seen the improvement in the team. The team has been improving. You've got a quarterback, okay? You've got some other pieces. You've got a couple of defensive guys that are really good. You've got two or three spots you got to get somebody to fill. But you got a young team. I think you're the youngest team, and we're the youngest team in the league. And we're looking towards a good future. No doubt about it. The foundation is being built properly. And today was a good example of it because that last drive was going to prove something one way or the other. You know, it's not easy to make that stop. Phillip Rivers did not like that.